This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go into the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, the first one for the new year. 2021 is upon us, and these are the charts that we're discussing with Michael Harrison for the week of January the 4th to the 8th. This is a tradition that continues and will continue here. I'm Doug Steffen. The idea of really looking at the hits, we're playing the hits. We're talking about the things that have been mostly the focus. Michael does research with his staff at Talkers Magazine, and so he's come up with this list this week, as usual, number 10 through number 1 on the story side, then the people side. So, Michael, I think we got lots to talk about, as usual. So why don't you go through the list first, and then let's see where that takes us, shall we?
Well, first of all, Happy New Year to you and all the listeners. I'm very disappointed. I was told, Doug, that 2021 was going to be a great year. We still have the coronavirus. We still have the economic problems. And the left and the right still are not getting along.
Well, it's early.
I'm ready for 2022. Let's just move beyond this year and see what we can come up with. In the meantime, here are the 10 stories. At number 10, we have race relations. And two highlights of that discussion, the Breonna Taylor police firing, which happened earlier in the week. And then, of course, the disparity between the scenes of what happened at the Capitol this week and what happened in the park by the White House with Black Lives Matter earlier during the summer. So race relations is big this week. At number 9, social media and the First Amendment. That's an ongoing chestnut. Facebook and Twitter canceled or postponed or disconnected President Trump's accounts. That has added fuel to the fire of that discussion. At number 8, U.S. relations with Russia and Iran. Number 7, U.S.-China relations. At number 6, Biden assembles his administration and the nomination of Merrick Garland, First District Court judge, who was the one that they had brought up, Barack Obama had recommended as Supreme Court, but that, you know, back that didn't work out before the election, blah, blah, blah. That's number 6, the transition and the formation of the new government. At number 5, the economy. At number 4, COVID-19. Number 3, the Georgia runoff election. Number 2, the Trump election denial syndrome and his Georgia phone call. And number 1, clearly, the attack on the Capitol. The People Survey is very, very complicated, and this is the best we can come up with, but it's just a snapshot, and it's blurry, and there are a lot of people being talked about. Number 10, we have a tie between Elaine Chao, Mike Mulvaney, Stephanie Grisham. The aforementioned Merrick Garland at 9, Tony Fauci at 8. At number 7, the participants in Georgia, Purdue, Ossoff, Loeffler, and Warnock. Brad Raffensperger at 6, Mike Pence at 5, Josh Hawley at 4. Number 3, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. Number 2, Joe Biden. Number 1, Donald Trump. And welcome to 2021 and our front row seats to history.
All right, so you're the spokesperson because of your position as the fellow who runs Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the industry. So you're called upon by radio stations, television stations, newspapers to comment on things that are coming from the world of talk radio. The New York Times, for example, this week blamed talk radio for the problems in Washington. But I think an overview from you, if you wouldn't mind, spend a few minutes as you feel comfortable talking about what you've been asked and how you've responded to issues like this that seem to be a focal point on our medium.
You know very well, as a participant in the talk radio wars since the beginning of the modern era of talk radio, which goes back to the late 80s, that talk radio has been blamed, you know, en masse for many of the problems in the world. And I love the way people say talk radio is to blame, like talk radio is a monolith.
I guess I want to know who's saying it, because that's where I don't pay much attention to just somebody saying, oh, those damn guys on talk radio.
Well, because
does it make
talk
a difference
radio,
who says it?
Because talk radio has some very, very high-profile conservative commentators, and that because conservative commentators are in the midst of the crossfire of controversy, of course they're going to be blamed for a lot of the problems in the country. Conversely, the New York Times is blamed by people on the right for being part of that problem. It's not like it's a one-way shooting match. So the fact of the matter is freedom of speech is messy, and with freedom of speech, which is messy but necessary, comes responsibility and the willingness to face critics. Freedom of speech, the First Amendment doesn't promise you that people are not going to, you know, boycott your products or scream insults at you for what you say. It's a very, very harsh process, and the action is on talk radio. So, yes, when people blame talk radio, then I say, hey, all talk radio is not one political persuasion, and all talk radio is not even politics. So please, don't tarnish an entire spectrum of a major medium in America, especially one as vital as talk radio, where the First Amendment plays out in every community in America day after day, year after year, decade after decade, and now century after century. So the fact of the matter is, that's ridiculous. That's like saying, the Internet has spoken. You know, like the Internet... You know, because some people are twittering or they, you know, the Internet has spoken. These are terms that don't match reality. So the fact is, it's a tribute to the talk show hosts who have been involved in this controversy as to their influence that newspapers such as the New York Times, which leans left, talk radio does lean right, that they will criticize them. It's part of the game, and that's the way I view it. I'm more interested in the First Amendment. Now, let's take it one step deeper, because you invited me to comment on this.
I did.
I believe that everybody has responsibility toward trying to serve the public interest, and part of that is to say the truth. So I am very harsh, even though I'm a booster of the talk radio medium, I'm harsh on the people on talk radio for acting responsibly. Because they do have influence. And if you knowingly deceive people, either because you want to appeal to them and have them like you and get ratings, and you tell them stuff that's not true, or you incite them to negative actions, well, then shame on you. That's disingenuous. That's dishonest. That's lying. And I do not condone lying in the name of entertainment. I don't condone lying in the name of public policy. And I don't condone lying in the name of trying to be successful. So, yeah, in some cases, people on talk radio are responsible for the problems in this country. But they're not the only ones. And it's not the business of talk radio. And it's not an across-the-board, broad-brush condemnation of the medium.
Well, I'm going to throw two names out, and then we can talk about them after we, you know, talking about the facts and or the truth. Truth is one thing, facts are another thing. I would wonder how Mark Levin on one side stacks up against Tom Hartman on another side. Do they exaggerate? Do they say things that aren't true? I don't listen to either of their programs, frankly, so I know who they are, I know what they stand for, and I know that they've been a focal point. I've heard a lot of things about Levin and what he says and doesn't say, or whether it's, you know, he's saying what the audience that he has wants to hear. It isn't about fact or it isn't about truth, it's about what the audience wants to hear. Same with Hartman. They both are going to say what their audience wants to hear because they're there to get ratings, and the ratings pay their salary. How would you react to that statement, Michael?
I'd react to that like anything else. What you do to make a living is a reflection of your character. I mean, you can make a lot of money being a prostitute. You can make a lot of money being a dope dealer. You can go rob a bank. Does that justify it?
No.
So doing something just to make a living doesn't cut it in my book. However, I am a proponent of the First Amendment wars. I believe that this is hardball. I believe that people are going to overreact on all sides. I believe Hartman oversells it. I believe Levin oversells it. I believe I'm overselling it right now to you. I believe that's part of the game.
I don't think you are at all. I don't agree.
Well, the point is I'm very aware of self-restraint because I have a great respect for the power of words. I don't believe in sticks and stones will break my bones.
Let me take it one step further. Social media this week especially has been extraordinarily criticized, whether it's rightfully so or not, From your perspective, you're talking about the First Amendment, number 9 on the countdown list this week, is this story focusing on social media, what it's been, what it's allowed people to say, what it hasn't allowed people to say. Best example is Trump being shut down on Instagram. So where do we go with that?
Well, Instagram, I don't know about Instagram. At this point, I know about Twitter and Facebook. Twitter and Facebook have the right to shut down President Trump because they are not the government. The First Amendment protects their right to shut him down more than it protects his right not to be shut down. So let's get that clear. They have the right to do it. Now, as far as social media, it's the same thing. You're going to blame all of social media for how people use social media? You know, that's like blaming cars for running over people, or the argument, guns don't kill people, people kill people. Social media doesn't kill people, words kill people. Words have consequences. New technology, Doug, comes as a double-edged sword, whether it's understanding how to split the atom, which holds the potential for unlimited energy or unlimited destruction, new weapons that do the same thing, or the psychological, sociological implications of new technology and communications. We're going through a rewiring of the human nervous system with social media in the digital age, and it has the potential for good and bad. It's how people use it. You can't put the genie back in the bottle. Social media is here to stay. As a matter of fact, it's going to become even more invasive in terms of our private mind space, if you will. We have to learn to analyze it, comment on it, criticize it, restrain it in a way that doesn't destroy us, but doesn't destroy freedom. We got to walk that line, and we have to become educated as to how to negotiate this brave new world into which we are rapidly hurtling. And that's my answer.
Very good answer. Very provocative as we get started here. Lots more to come on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how important your nose is as your body's air filter. And now, the fact that you can clean it every day with a product called Navage. So easy to get, so easy to use. It's powered by a device that basically sucks the dangerous germs and allergens and mucus and viruses out of your nose and leaves your nose with that wonderful clean feeling. It's an all-natural effort. The relief comes from people who are allergic. I am allergic to lots of different things in the air, and this thing has helped me like you wouldn't believe. It'll help you, too, this time of year. Sinus congestion, colds, flu, God knows what else is floating around. No drugs involved in this nose cleaner. Navage, and Navage.com explains everything that is going to be necessary for you to know in terms of cleaning your nose and having a healthier life. So imagine your new normal with this irrigation system for your nose. That's really what it is. The Navage system, available now online for purchase at Navage.com. N-A-V-A-G-E. I urge you to look over their website to see how it works and to order it and try it. It comes with a genuine 45-day guarantee. It's the system the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says it should be used. Actually, children ages 12 and older can use this. Shipping is easy. If you call, well, again, the best thing to do is go online, actually. Navage.com. That's the easiest for most everybody. Check it out. Order it. Navage.com for a cleaner, better nasal system and a cleaner, better, healthier life and body.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you.
This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our zone here for the first weekend, the first week of 2021. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. These are serious times. These are serious issues. It deserves serious consideration and conversation. Looking at the relationship that the president has with his vice president these days, pretty much the same as he has with everybody else. And one wonders, part of the conversation this week has been whether the vice president, who apparently is very upset with Trump, and is, you know, he's a pretty conservative guy, and he's always been able to sort of, I don't know if suck up is the right word, but it was always, you know, every time you heard Pence, it was always the president did this and the president did that. So maybe he stayed on his good side, but this week, no. And so there are a lot of people talking in our world about whether Trump should go before the inauguration. I mean, it seems like kind of a lot of wasted gas, but who knows?
Well, some people yeah. consider Trump very dangerous. They consider yeah. him unstable. The yeah. counterbalance to that is that because his administration is kind of wise to this instability, mm-hmm. that the people that surround him, the GOP, his staff, his cabinet, they're not going to let him
hold it together. They're going to try to hold it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of members of the party did some pretty stupid things this week, too, depending on how you define stupid. But, you know, there are a lot of things that have done the party harm, I think. It's, you know, it'll be interesting to see how it matures. But you know what, Michael? One of the things that, because we are so involved in hyperbole, and there is this, you know, we've never been this bad. If you look back to when Franklin Roosevelt was elected in 1932, and he was inaugurated just as Adolf Hitler was taking power in Germany. The administration from the preceding 4 years, the Hoover administration, had been very lackadaisical in almost every measure. And then the world was falling apart, and people were yelling and screaming, "My God, how is this going? How can we survive?" It was, you know, what is it, 6 weeks or 8 weeks, however much time there is between the election and the inauguration, but it was a really very, very, very difficult time. I mean, we certainly have plenty of things going on here.
Back in those days, it was a longer period between the election and the inauguration. It was because of that that they tightened it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think that the whole idea of a long period between the election and the inauguration, especially in the case of a one-term president, is something that we have to look at. Because having a lame duck who might be vengeful or whatever. Yeah,
I'm
not a psychologist. I don't want to pronounce anything about President Trump. I let his actions speak for themselves and the intelligence of our listeners to determine how they interpret it.
You know, it's interesting. I just Googled this. The most recent, if you look at the changes in where they are taking place in leadership, the difference between when the election takes place and when the changes take place, we are the third of all the sort of civilized countries. Mexico is the longest period. Indonesia is the second. America is the third. In Britain, it's overnight. In Japan, it's like 3 days. In France, it's a week. Canada, it's a couple of weeks. So, yeah, why do we string it out like that? That's an interesting question.
The reason we string it out is because we're very, very used to the idea of a smooth and peaceful transition of power. Most of our lives, think about your life, you never even considered that an outgoing president would do what Trump has done. Mm-hmm. And that's why it has been thought of as being a stabilizing period in which one administration can hand off to the next as part of the American way. Now we have to reconsider that because it may no longer be part of the American way, or maybe this will shock us back into our senses as to how fragile and complex a democracy is and how it has to be handled with care.
One of the things I'm looking at some legal scholars from my daughter's employer, UCLA, saying that there's not much justification for the 2.5 months. And maybe that's why, you know, we need a constitutional convention in this country to fix a lot of problems. Can we get 36 states in the current frame of thinking to agree to certain changes? What do you think? Yes, no?
Not as long as one party or the other believes that the way the Constitution is now systemically favors their side.
Yeah, right. Okay. It's 28 after the hour now, 28 and change, actually, on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Have big plans for your laundry room? So does Lowe's. Right now, save big on a Samsung large capacity top load washer and dryer that was $949 and now is just $679 each. Samsung's newest washing machine comes in a stylish champagne finish and has more capacity for large loads to cut down on wash time. And with the innovative Samsung dryer, set sensor dry to help dry clothes more evenly. Shop at Lowe's now with free delivery. Valid through 120, U.S. only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump condemned Wednesday's violence at the Capitol building.
President Trump has condemned the Wednesday protest at Capitol Hill that turned into a riot with the Capitol building stormed by protesters. In a video shared on social media, the president promised that those who broke the law would face justice.
America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition.
SpaceX kicked off what is expected to be another launch-packed year by delivering a Turkish communication satellite to orbit Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Wildcard weekend in the National Football League. First round of the playoffs. We'll see six games played, three on Saturday and three on Sunday. Saturday's matchup between Seattle and Los Angeles was addressed this week by Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll.
You know, if you look at who we've been playing the last 3 weeks, these guys are really good, and they've made a difference. I don't think the defenses early in the year were playing to this level, and so it's a different, you know, it's a different set of circumstances we're up against, and these guys, here we go with the Rams. The Rams are best in the NFL, you know, so these guys are really, really tough in all phases. So we're getting ready to go put together a game plan and execute the things that we can do. We're going to mix our game, do the things that we like doing, and see if we can find a way to get enough points to win a game. And whatever it is. I don't care about the numbers before, the stats, or any of that stuff. It doesn't matter. This is, all that stuff's gone. It doesn't matter at all right now. It's what happens now that counts. And so we couldn't be more fired up to go to this game and see if we can find our way to win.
Rams at the Seahawks will be played at 4:40 p.m. Eastern on Fox. The other games on Saturday will be the Indianapolis Colts at the Buffalo Bills for the early game and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Washington Football Team for the late game. On Sunday, the Baltimore Ravens at the Tennessee Titans is the early game. The midday game will be the Chicago Bears at the New Orleans Saints. And the late game Sunday will be the Cleveland Browns at the Pittsburgh Steelers, 8:15 p.m. on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Back into the fold here, another half hour of conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is where you can find this list, or these lists, actually, every week, the stories and the people, so you can log on to that and follow along if you want to follow the bouncy ball, the dots, if you will. Michael is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This conversation, not the specific one that we're having right now, but the conversation about what's going on in talk radio, Michael and I have been having for years, for decades, in fact. And it's amazing to look back at. Yeah, it seems like it sometimes.
That's true. We have crossed the centuries.
We have crossed the century, Mark. That's right.
Yeah, very true. I'm not kidding. Yeah. We go back to the last century, and the last century isn't that recent ago. We're already into the third decade of the 21st century. Think about
that. Isn't it amazing? Oh, my God. It really is. All right, so let's talk about how News Talk Radio handled the broadcasting done amid the chaos in Washington. A lot of people were crowing about how wonderfully well they did. Did they do well? Is it a great public service, or are they trying to convince us that they... Yeah, I mean, it's like, these are historic times, and this has never happened before. Come on. The Vietnam War when we had radio correspondents. I even go back to Walter Cronkite in World War II. So I'm not sure that they're all
Edward R. Murrow. Edward R. Murrow broadcasting from the war zones in London during the bombing of London.
Right. So we're amidst hyperbole and exaggeration. Is it important for us to have a firsthand account being broadcast from this? I guess it is. It's firsthand if you can hear and actually get something out of it that isn't pejorative or slanted. That's the challenge for me anyway. The old days of getting the facts, a little difficult to get that. When you listen to CBS News, I'm getting a slant. If I'm listening to Fox News, I'm getting a slant. So, you know, I don't know the value, Michael. What do you think?
I think that what we're going through now is a reevaluation from an academic position in journalism as to where the fine line between the slant and the objective information lies. It's a fuzzy line.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been there. I mean, you know, journalism has always been slanted. Any human communication is slanted by the fact that human beings have a natural
bias. Did you think Walter Cronkite was, or Edward R. Murrow, those people were slanted?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Really?
They were slanted. Well, of course they were. Edward R. Murrow brought down McCarthy. That would have been considered today controversial. Edward R. Murrow said, "Have you no shame?" Well, I don't know if he said it. Somebody said it. Walter Cronkite, by virtue of what he said, what he didn't say, and his attitude, his general attitude of what he considered to be normal, default, moderate broadcasting, was a form of slant. It just was more subtle. It was not overtly playing to tribes, which is what we have now, which is a direct result of fractured media.
Okay. So then where does it go in the future? You're the observer here. How many commercial news talk stations will we have at the end of this year versus what we had at the end of last year? Is this enhancing? Is the radio listenership growing? Or have we got to pay the
radio
piper
listenership,
because of
the radio listenership is being shared with other platforms, and radio is part of a cross-platform array that have to work in harmony with each other under the roof of various communications organizations, news organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Radio is no longer a separate medium with a separate appliance, just like newspapers are not a separate medium on a separate piece of paper. We're in convergence. And, you know, I've often talked about the rise of the media station. So I don't think I think it's apples and oranges to compare how many news talk stations will there be in 2021, 2022 versus 19.
Doesn't make a difference, I guess.
It doesn't mean anything at this point. Okay. It doesn't.
Let's then, if that's the case, there are growing signs, shall we say, that the Chinese are trying to buy into, especially talk radio, buy into stations, control stations. The Russians have what they call a Radio Sputnik that's on in Washington. Is it okay for us to have Chinese radio stations and programs? Is it okay for us to have Russian? Now, these people are not our friends. They're our enemies.
Well,
so why are we giving them airtime?
Well, as long as we, well, because there's more air than we think is there. Owning radio stations in 1950, 60, 70, owning TV stations, owning newspapers, it was a limited commodity. So therefore, you know, you cared who had the licenses and who had the ear of the American public to tell them what is normal and what is not biased, what is objective, what is, you know, Walter Cronkite. But today, it's not as pressing an issue. And, I think that it's more important that we have education as to who owns this and where are they coming from. Follow the money. What is their motive? As opposed to, we can't allow these people to have access to the airwaves. Americans are too stupid to know better. Education is the answer.
Education is the answer, and we have lost a lot of tinder in our educational system. There's a tinder, I'm not sure, tinder or timber. We certainly don't have the knowledge of how the government works anymore, of what makes anything work, frankly. We've got a real problem, I think, and one of many problems, and who's addressing this? How do we, you know, I guess you come around to, why does Joe Biden want to be president? Why would anybody want to inherit this list this complete. Now,
could you imagine
chaos.
At 70? Can you imagine at 76
years old? 78, whatever he is.
Is he 78 now? 78.
I think he is.
Old?
I thought he was 78. But anyway,
okay.
76,
well,
78.
78 at 78 years old. Can you imagine taking on this job?
Yeah. Right.
I have enough trouble taking the garbage out. It's like, and I'm a lot younger than that. A lot younger.
So
I think his adrenaline is pumping. I think he's a pig in you know what. I think this is a dream.
What he always wanted. This is the apex of his career.
Yeah.
A lifelong politician. You know, it's what's better than being president under the circumstances. So how much of what he says is the truth? You know, we have the news media say Trump's a liar, and any of these guys. The question comes on. You know, his son and all that stuff that seems not to go away. Or does it? Are people getting worn out? Do we have people pounding the pavement so much that at some point people say, enough? I hear people on my radio, my Monday through Friday program, the DGV show, say, all right, we've had enough of this. Let's talk about what's going on with Hilaria, what's her face, who's married to Alec Baldwin. All right, what's the story with her? And how about... how about somebody, you know, whoever the celeb of the day is? Let's talk about Alec Trebek and the end of an era with Jeopardy.
About that too. I mean, I wouldn't want to trade in the destruction of the Capitol and the controversy going on to be able to talk about what a great game show host Alex Trebek was. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I do respect Alex Trebek. I think Jeopardy is part of our culture. I think Alec Baldwin and his wife are part of our culture. I think the whole issue about cultural appropriation that she got involved in terms of her coming from Spain or not.
Baloney.
And a fake accent. All this ties into. I'm aware of all this stuff. It ties into the social fabric. And that goes back to my own philosophy about talk radio. If you're just going to wonk it up and you're just going to talk issues, it'll be boring. Mm-hmm. It's meant to come from human beings who have feelings and a subjective view of life. But you've got to back it up with facts. You've got to be able to answer opposition. And you've got to also have deep in your heart the desire to do good and not harm.
Yeah, that really is the important thing. That should be for any job, anywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I want to ask you a couple of things about your team, but I also want to make sure we know what's going on the MH interview. That's coming right up here as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan and Michael Harrison at 43 past the hour with product information about Calitrin. Now, there are people who are saying, this week especially, we all know, after the holidays, it's Weight Watchers time. It's Jenny Craig time. It's all of the weight. You go to the gym. Whatever you have to do to lose weight. Yep. Okay. So, one of the things that's not noted by all these places or all of these programs is that they don't guarantee that once you lose the weight, you'll keep it off. Because that's kind of up to you. You're going to go back to your evil ways of eating all that sugar and the good stuff. It's comforting at this time with all of the stuff going on with COVID. We understand all of that. A lot of people put on a lot of weight. So what are you doing about it? James Corden has gone to Weight Watchers, and everybody's talking, oh, that's great, let's do that. Well, after James loses the weight, what sort of sports does he have to keep it off? That's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin, Calotren. Calitrin is the all-natural way to lose weight. It's supportive of these other programs, for sure, but it's the only one that if you continue to stay on it, where you will lose the weight and keep it off, which is really what you want to do. That's the secret here, is keeping the weight off after you lose it. That's why you choose Calitrin for healthy weight loss support. Go to toploss.com. I'll invite you to do that. Toploss.com. Check out all the ingredients. Check out your relationship. Everybody who signs up gets a counselor if you want them to help you through the weight loss process. Nobody else is doing that. I'm fascinated with these people and how wonderfully well they do by the folks who choose to use Calitrin to support their attempts to lose weight and keep it off. So check it all out. Find out what Calitrin is, how it works naturally, It's all there at toploss.com. And when you check out after you decide to buy 3 months worth of product, you're also going to get six when you use the DJV code. You'll be able to, just kind of feel that satisfaction that goes with a good job. 45-day money-back guarantee. That's what you get with the DJV code as well, plus free shipping. So check it out and check it out. It's Calitrin at toploss.com. Check out using the discount code DJV.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, so at talkers.com this week, a lot of the usual things that cover what's going on, the news of the host, the news of the programming, the news that we all are interested in. The fact that you have a staff, just give us a few seconds as to how you found these people that have worked with you for years and years and years to support the talk radio industry. The people, you can't do all this by yourself, and you're the first to say that.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, you give me way too much credit. You say Michael puts this list together and all. I'm the guy that's responsible for it because I'm the president and publisher. But no, Talkers Magazine is like Billboard Magazine or, Variety in show business. It's a trade magazine online with many branches, and it's been in business for 31 years. And most of our staff has been with us for at least 20 to 30 of those years. Some have go all the way back to the beginning, and they come from the world of radio. Some come from the area in which I started the company back when it was brick and mortar and paper and all that. And I've been blessed with good people, smart people, loyal people to whom I'm loyal. And it's a wonderful organization. I'm greatly indebted to our staff.
Well, that's a good thing. All right, what are we doing when it comes
coming
to Michael Harrison interview?
Coming up,
yes.
On the, coming up on the podcast Tuesday after this weekend, Eric Erickson, one of the true rising stars of News Talk Radio. He's a personality at WSB in Atlanta. Eric Erickson is going to be the guest. Right now, we still have the old one from last year, Kathy Valentine from the Go-Go's. Fun interview.
I don't think that I knew that you did that, or if I did, I'd forgotten it. Yeah. All right, there's that. The National Conversation, you hear that conversation about the conversation here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Movie news and information, that's where we are every day at this time. Chuck Curry is off today. Doug Steffen here with my own overview of what's going on in the world of movies. I kind of look on Friday mornings, I go to the local theater and see on the site what's going to be new, because I want to go to the movies and see what's new, as long as it fits into my wheelhouse. There have been four or five, actually, really good movies, including the Tom Hanks movie, News of the World, that really are good movies. And they've been kind of soft-pedaled, although I think this week HBO Max started to air that movie, but it's been in the theaters for, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 weeks. And that stuff, we've talked about this door blue in the face. Well, we can't do anything about it, because that's, you know, these businesses want to run themselves the way they think that they'll make the most money, not necessarily thinking about what the public wants in general. There's a move afoot, looking back to some of the classic movies of all time, the monster movies. How many people grew up watching some of these monster movies? The Home of Horror is about to be your YouTube channel, or at least Universal's YouTube channel, or is it NBC's YouTube channel? They all belong to the same Universal. NBC Universal belongs to Comcast, and now they're going to take most of these horror classics, the ones in black and white from the 1930s. Lots of monster movies back then. And they're going to put them on YouTube. So if you like Dracula, if you like Bela Lugosi, if you like Boris Karloff, if you like any of these people that were stars from that era, you like the movie The Mummy, if you like The Invisible Man, The Bride of Frankenstein, or Lon Chaney in The Wolfman, all of these were made before World War II. And many people consider them to be the best sci-fi movies, if that's what it is. Although, you know, there's some new stuff out right now. But it's so loaded with foolish, you know, the stuff that is artificially created by the ability they have to make things look more horrible than they are because they got that CGI. I don't know. I think the old one. I'm not a monster movie fan. Anyway, I don't like being scared. So I'm just giving you the information that appears to be on people's minds with regard to the old moldy, goldy, goody, goldies from our rusty rack of wrinkled movies. All right, let's move to today. AMC Theater Group, largest in the country. They say they have to have $750 million to survive COVID. They've raised over $200 million, at least in the last month. And so they're going to try, and they have, I'm sure, PPP access, that sort of thing. I think they've used it already. But can you imagine a world without the AMC theater chains? They've been around for 100 years. They have been closed. Most of them, my local AMC theater has been operating on a limited capacity, open 3 days a week. Well, they've gone back and forth. They opened and then they closed and then they opened on 3 days. And I think they're back there operating every day. But at any rate, there is this streaming factor that plays into it. I saw Wonder Woman in the theater. And then I just looked a little bit at it on the screen in my, I think a 52-inch screen. I don't know how big it is, bigger than what I probably need, but there was no comparison in my mind. So anyway, there are a lot of issues that AMC and some of the other theater owners have. They have been kind of kicked around because of the early release of some of these movies or releasing them at the same time. That sort of thing, I don't know. I think it's kind of a crappy way to treat the people who are responsible for your being here. Without the movie theaters, none of these movies, none of these companies that make them, Warner Brothers, Universal, you name it, they wouldn't be around if it weren't for the theaters. So what does this say about the people? They're just bloodthirsty, greedy, no good. I don't know. I don't see it. You can hear in my tone. It isn't something that I feel fabulously good about. All right, what else is happening here? David Hasselhoff and his personal Knight Rider car, much of the material that was in that Trans Am they used to drive around when Knight Rider was popular in the 80s. Apparently, they're selling a lot of that stuff, and he said that if you buy some of this stuff, he'll deliver it to you personally. I wonder what kind of, it'd be interesting to see what actually gets sold. I know they're selling the car. The auction is online and it ends on the 23rd of January. There's a lot of stuff that's been sold already that's gone for above what the reserve has been. So if you want to check it out, I think it's KnightRider.com, I think is the place.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.